Hi. God bless you, dear. I'm Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya, and I'm going to talk to you today and now on the last chapter of this subject, marketing principle, and that is ethics in marketing. Dear friends, many people think that marketing is unethical, and most of them people feel that because they relate marketing to selling. We have already known what is marketing and what is selling, but I will be talking about both of them together. Dear friends, what are we going to learn about in this chapter? We are going to look at, one, what are the marketing ethics and what is the importance of marketing ethics. We will understand the unfair marketing practices, unfair advertising practices, Advertising Standard Council of India, ASCI. There's an Advertising Standard Council of India, Consumer Complaint Council, we call it CCC, and Power of the Consumer Complaint Council and Council for Business Practices. Dear friends, this is more of bodies which are there, which probably addresses and redresses consumer complaints. So, we will be talking about it. Very, very small chapter. Let's understand this, dear. Let's look at the first one. What is marketing ethics? Dear friends, ethics are moral values. Like as an individual, I and you may have some moral values. Similarly, organizations which are entity also has moral values and therefore would like to work and sell and market very ethically. Marketing ethics are nothing but moral principle that define whether a thing is right or wrong. Dear friends, what is right or wrong behavior is determined by the public interest groups, by business organizations, and individual personal values and morals. I'll give you one example. There is a big group in the southern part of India, Murugappa Group. Now you see, they a few years back bought and acquired an organization. This organization had many sub-companies under them. One of the company which this group had was into alcoholic beverages. Murugappa Group thinks and has a value system that we will not do anything which is going to harm the human beings and the individuals. So what did they do? They bought that company, merged all other divisions and departments and sub-companies into their respective companies and sold out the alcoholic beverages arm. Now see, this is a moral value of Murugappa Group. I am not saying that this was right or wrong. Who am I? Now you may say, sir, Kingfisher is selling alcoholic beverages, other companies are selling. Yes, that's okay. Because individual value, dear friends, you may do certain things which you may feel right, but there may be someone else in your family or your friend who may not feel it is right, and he may not do that because of his moral values that he has. Is it not? In the same way, organizations also has moral values. What is right or wrong is determined by public interest groups. What is right or wrong is determined by business organization. Like here, Murugappa Group thinks that it is not right, whereas Kingfisher may feel it is right. It's okay. And individual personal values and morals, you know. Very, very important. So every organization, therefore, wants to have its moral values, yes. But when they market their product and service, they want to market this ethically. They want to market this in a good way. Dear friends, in this next slide, I am going to talk about the importance of marketing ethics. When a company charges fair prices, when the company offers quality products, when the company provides an excellent after-sales service, when the company is good in compiling to all corporate governance issues as well as paying their taxes on time to the government, it creates a good image of the company in the minds of people. For an example, if somebody says, I work for TCS, a Tata company, people will feel, wow, Tata, good, you know, integrity, honesty. This is what people feel. That's the image of that group in the consumer's mind. Very, very important, you know, very, very important. I'm sure when I'm saying this, there may be many companies which comes to your mind, which are ethically so good and you would like to be associated with them. Whereas there may be companies, think about it, with your past experiences with them or what you have heard, where you would not like to deal with them. Is it not? So that creates a great impression in the individual minds, positive or negative, towards a company's image, and therefore their inclination to buy from them or not to buy from them. If they buy from them, like a Tata company, like I said, if they buy from them, it helps the company increase sales. So it's very important, if you have got a positive brand company's image in your mind, you would like to buy from them. With that, the company sales goes up. The people who work for that company, the morale is high. They are motivated as the company enjoys a good reputation in the market. I gave an example of, let's say, TCS. And there may be many such companies. It could be Infosys. It could be many such companies. I just give an example, you know. Dear friends, let us understand, business ethics is required to check malpractices. And business ethics is required to offer protection to the consumer. So there are these various groups that the government has formed so that organization, by virtue or for increasing their sales and profits, do not do anything which is unethical. So it is required. The fifth point is that a good marketing ethics, if the company and organization has, it develops the confidence of consumer regarding the price of the product, regarding the weight, the quality that this organization is giving. You're so happy, right? You feel good. Dear, we therefore protect the interest of all the stakeholders, which means the employees, the dealers, the suppliers, the shareholders. It does that, dear. So you understand how important is to have a great marketing ethics. Other than internally, that we feel good as employees when we feel associated with this company, how good we feel when our products are bought by people. And look at when a consumer buys this product from this company, how he feels, because he knows that it's good in quality, price, service, etc., etc., etc. So important. So important. Let's look at the second part of this chapter, which was unfair marketing practices. Now, where could unfair practices? It could be the product not meeting standard, the product not therefore safe to use, the quality of the product not good, spurious product available in the market. Unfair practices could also be the pricing. Sometimes you have a very, very high price, you know. And sometimes you could fix price and do a cartel between competitor and together sell at high prices. These may not be ethical. And therefore, dear, let's understand, dear, sometimes, you know, we do a good packaging and we label a product and we write something on that packaging or, you know, on the labeling, which probably you may not be having in that product. Not ethical, is it not? It's not there you are writing. The distribution channels sometimes probably use unfair practices to go and sell. and push their products in the market and probably may use wrong means of doing business. So we need to understand that. So these are the various areas, some of the few areas where you probably get into unfair marketing practices, which is not good, sir. When you market a product, most of the time you also advertise the product. When you advertise the product, we need to see that we do not do any unfair advertising practices. Deceptive advertising, showing something, giving something. Harmful effects, nahi chalega. We do advertising to confuse people, you know. Oh, that's wrong, sir. We go and pressurize, forceful selling, not right. Media misuses, you know. Sometimes, you know, sometime previously you use a newspaper, let's say a Times of India. Nowadays, normally, you know, you don't read. Young people, generation has everything on their handset which comes, and you will see they will put that, you know, good escorts, or you will say, you know, parlors. You will see education institution giving bogus degrees, you know, right? No, these are not right. Message problems, the way you communicate that message. You come to me, it's guaranteed that you will get this, you know. Now there is, oh come on, there is no guarantee in life, you know. You guaranteed. I see some builders promising the moon, you know. 40-story building over in 3 years' time. They give you after 8 years, you know. Not right. Moral influences. I talked about moral ethics, you know. Do we have some moral values up? So we need to understand that. And advertising impact on children, because children are major influencer today. When you buy products or services which probably are for the family, so advertising impact on children, you need to have that dear. Galat nahi chalega. You need to look at that. And therefore government has set Advertising Standard Council of India. Why have they said this? Because they have put this, because advertising should not be wrongly sent to people, wrong messages communicated to people, and therefore this body ASCI, what are the objectives? Dear, it monitors and administers and promotes the standards of advertising practices in India. It will help to codify, adapt, and from time to time modify the code of advertising practices and sees that it is implemented and it is administered and promoted and publicized such a code. See, dear friends, Advertising Standard Council of India is there to provide facility and machinery in the form of one or more consumer complaints council. A wrong advertising is done, another company goes and talks to them saying that how is the advertising? So then they take it back, they have to take it back because this is taken back, you know. It gives wide publicity to what is the code that has to be followed for advertising in India and seeks adherence to it as much as possible of those engaged in advertising. Dear friends, it helps to print and publish pamphlets, leaflets, circulars, literatures that may be considered desirable for the promotion and carrying of the objects of the company through any medium of communication. See, these are some, there's nothing to explain, dear, because these are some things which this council has to do, dear. And then we have the Consumer Complaints Council, CCC. The Board of Governors shall appoint these consumer companies. The number of members shall not exceed more than 21. The CCC will examine and investigate the complaints received from the consumer and the general public, including the members of the company, regarding any breach of the code of conduct that has been set up by the ASCI and or advertising ethics if they are not doing that. And they will recommend action to be taken in that regard. Dear friends, such complaints may include false or misleading advertisement, indecent advertisement, illegal products advertising, unsafe practices, also unfair to competition. Sometimes, you know, we straight away one organization, especially in detergents and all, you will see straight one company accusing and, you know, talking about the other competitor. Not right. Nahi chalega, ethically not okay. So they can also compare. Dear friends, the Consumer Complaint Council has a lot of power. Each council shall be entitled to receive complaint from the Board of Governor, the consumer, the general public and the members of the company. Each council shall inquire, investigate and decide upon the complaints received by it within a framework of the code of conduct which is adapted by the company. And all decisions of each council shall be simple. Majority, it will be taken in majority, in writing, and may specify the action to be taken in respect of the offending or illegal or not safe advertisement which the company has floated. Nahi chalega, they have to stop that. Dear friends, ASCI is a voluntary self-regulated council. It's a not-for-profit company. Under the Section 25 of the Indian Companies Act, and the sponsors of the ASCI, who are its principal members, are, you know, who are firms of considerable repute within the industry in India and comprise of advertisers themselves, of media people, of ad agencies and other professional services connected with the advertising practices. So it's basically a voluntary self-regulatory council, not for profit. And all these company people who do their ads and all that, they are representative who come together and have this and has made a code of conduct for every advertising company. The ASCI is not a government body, nor does it formulate rules for the public, for the relevant industry or for the industry. The purpose and mission of this particular body is spelled out clearly in the literature provided. Dear friends, when the CCC gets a complaint from a consumer or a company or the member, as a matter of policy, they do not disclose the identity of the complainant to the advertiser. Dear friend, we as consumer, we see we are cheated sometimes, or, you know, on, so we can take a complaint and put that complaint there, sir. The ASCI receives the complaint, processes the complaints against advertisement from a cross section of consumer, the general public or the industry, in the interest of all those who rely on advertising as a commercial communication. Dear friends, it is there. You have consumer literacy forums. Lot of them, sir, is there. So you should take advantage and write to them in case you are not happy with anything which you feel, or you feel anything is not right. Dear friends, in the case of complaints which were upheld by the CCC, during the past year, I'm giving you some figure, it may be of interest to know that over 80% of such advertisement have been withdrawn or has been modified appropriately by the advertising or the agency who are advertising. And the concerned media have also confirmed that they would not carry such offending advertising on TV channels or on any, you know, very important. Because they also are a part of that body, and they also together has made a code of conduct. We have seen that. So it's a power together. It's there. It's there, sir. Let's go to the next part of this chapter, which is corporate codes. Companies have to operate within the ethics and moral principle of the society which they belong. Dear friends, there are three kinds of codes which organization normally have. One is the code of ethics, second is the code of practices, and the third is a code of conduct. What is code of ethics? These are statements of value and principle that determines the purpose of the organization. It's the code of ethics that they would like to work on. कोड ऑफ प्रैक्टिसेस आर दोज विच गाइड डिसीजन मेकिंग. हम गलत काम नहीं करेंगे, वी विल टेक डिसीजंस एप्रोप्रिएटली. एंड सी इज द कोड ऑफ कंडक्ट स्टेट्स हाउ वन मस्ट बिहेव. कोड ऑफ कंडक्ट एज द वर्ड सेज हाउ वन मस्ट बिहेव. डियर फ्रेंड्स, देयर इज ऑल्सो अ काउंसिल फॉर फेयर बिजनेस प्रैक्टिसेस कॉल्ड एज FBP. The code of fair business practices includes what? 1. To charge only fair and reasonable prices and take every possible step to ensure that prices to be charged to the consumer are brought to his notice. Fair business practices. Don't charge prices so high, you know. The second, so they will be looking at fair business practices. 2 is to take every possible step to ensure that the agents or the dealers or the distributors or the wholesalers appointed by them do not charge prices higher than fixed prices. They will have fair business practices. 3 is in time of scarcity not to withhold stocks of goods with a view to hoarding and to profit, you know, later date, you know, black marketing and things like that. Not to produce or trade in any spurious goods or goods of not good quality. Not to adulterate goods supplied. Now see, these are some things which they are going to look at. Not to publish misleading ad. To invoice good exported or imported at correct prices. Not to inflate or deflate. To maintain accuracy in the weights and measures of products which they sell. Not to deal unknowingly in smuggled goods, no bribing public servants, and corrupting the democratic structure of the country. Dear friends, these are all laid down. Counsel for fair business practices. So you see, you have ASCR, you have CCC, you have FBP. Dear friends, we have this in place. There are so many things which are there. I therefore feel that all of us should understand that in everything that we do, we need to be very fair and very ethical and have good moral values to operate in business. Everything done well does well. God bless you. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoy. Best of luck for your exam. Bye-bye.